The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, so we are back, Two Teas in a Pod, myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Hey, Teddy. Tamara Judge, reporting for duty.
Yeah, you're reporting for duty with Salt Lake City. I was very excited about the first episode.
And me too, but also I'm very disappointed amazing. That you're not in your Free Jen Shaw t-shirt.
Oh, because you know why? I had two of them that were sent to me. I was going to wear them when the show aired. And after she pleaded guilty, I threw it away. I'm sorry. But I just felt like it just, if she's pleading guilty and saying she's guilty, then I can't support that.
Well, then you're not like Heather Gay on the Today Show or Today News article, whatever.
Well,
she's going to support her regardless.
Clearly, evidently, I'm recording everything I'm saying right now and I'm sending it to Vicky.
Oh, great. She's going to hear my voice and be like,
oh my God.
Okay. No.
I got to delete all this.
No. Yes, you have to delete all
this.
Yes,
I'm deleting it. Oh, crap.
For the love. Oh, are you excited for me and Vicky to hang out at BravoCon?
Well, she doesn't know you're going yet. I haven't told her. Yeah.
It looks like we're frozen, but that's just my face of the awkwardness.
I think that you guys will make up. And everything will be all good. I think you should have her on the pod, just you and her.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back to you on that. I'll let you know how that goes. Anyways, back to Salt Lake City. Oh, speaking of awkward interactions, guess who we're having on the pod Monday?
Oh.
Teresa Giudice.
Oh. No, she got a new last name, doesn't she?
Is she Teresa Rulas now?
What's his last name?
I thought it was Ruelas.
No, isn't it Louis Ruiz? I don't know. Now I don't know. Now you got me confused.
Well, don't mess it up because we're going to be coming on. I'm sure she's going to have a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
About all the things. And yeah, I just looked it up. I am right.
Yeah. I didn't know. I just knew like Louis. That's all.
But I'm excited to have her on.
I am too, coming right off of Dancing with the Stars. I
Do you think you would have done better or worse than Teresa?
I can definitely bond with her about this because I am the world's worst dancer ever. My biggest fear is to be asked to go on Dancing with the Stars because I could not say no because it's such a great opportunity, but I would look like a total fool out there.
Tam, let's point out, I can't even walk. So could you imagine my dance?
Did you not get any of that artistic ability from your father? Nothing?
Well, by the way, we always make fun of his dancing too, because he's always like, he does this like half split things. And he's like, a little ditty about Jack. And then he's like, so, yeah. He just has swag and I don't. So, or swagger.
Swagger. Oh, this is funny. Oh my God.
By the way, he called me and he goes, I have a show idea for you to do. So maybe we should put this into the world. He goes, I think it would be a really good reality show. You and Tamra could produce it. I'm like, it's Tamra for the love. And he's like, it's called Divorced and Lonely. And you guys would follow.
We're both married.
No, we're not in it. He thinks we should be the hosts. Okay. And it should be all middle-aged. Or, you know, like they've already, you know, they're
on their third divorce.
They're on their third divorce and it's setting up these couples. You put them all together, their likes, their dislikes, and we try to help them get happy endings, but not that type of happy ending.
That does not sound okay for TV.
Not that type of happy ending. Tam.
You can't say those kind of things to me. My mind goes there.
Like end up together and find love. I was like, the fact that I've turned you into somebody that thinks about reality television shows I've done my work here.
Well, I feel like there could be a reality show about you, your family making Mellencamp.
And if you honestly think my dad would do a reality, I was offered a reality show, but the only thing they would have to do is show my dad, like a video of him supporting the idea. And he was like, no.
Really?
he's not doing reality television.
No. I would love to see.
The fact that he even agreed to come on my podcast originally, we could get him to come on the pod, I bet.
Okay, hopefully he'll get my name straight.
I kind of like Camera. It's a good name.
Camera. Okay.
All right. Back to business. The beginning of Salt Lake was so good when the flashback shown in December 2019 and what they say about each other. So Jen Shaw's like,
I know.
She says what she has done for the last 20 years is direct response marketing and makes millions. She says, you got to do what you got to do for the money. Then they panned Meredith Marks. Lisa and her met during her first Sundance in Utah, and she knows she has her back, does what is best for her, and there's no ulterior motive. Then it pans to Lisa Barlow. She likes how Meredith is 100% Meredith all the time and is super consistent. Then they pan to Whitney Rose. Heather and her cousins, bloodline relatives. Heather, she says Whitney is a good friend to her, never explodes on her, and can tell her anything she wants. And she knows she will listen and talk it out. And then you see the explosiveness.
I know. Okay, so did you like, I thought that was very creative editing and how they did that.
I loved it. I loved it.
Okay, just so you know, it gets me so excited because the producers that worked on that show, showrunner,
yeah,
is now on Orange County. So I have high hopes for, and I'm mildly scared too.
I mean, it is so, just that, so that first 4 minutes, I got goosebumps.
I know. So did I. And then I started thinking, oh shit, this is the same guy that's producing our show.
Welcome to Chaos for Tam.
Oh God.
Then we get kind of through the episode.
Quitmormon.com. That's one thing I learned. You can quit Mormon.
I also, Lisa Barlow asking Heather for advice on how to apologize, and she's got her big gulp in hand and all that.
Oh my God. She's like holding it up, walking out the door with her husband. I'm like, why is her hand up so far?
Because like, she knows that that's like the thing that everybody loves about her, and she wanted to make sure no one missed it.
Well, how could you miss it? She had like a gigantic big gulp from like 7-Eleven.
And then on Watch What Happens Live, they gave her one with her name on it, which also reminded me of Marisol.
I haven't watched it. I need to watch it. I know. It was a rough night.
And then they show Jen Shaw and Meredith in the jacuzzi, which I hope you took notes that there was an empty bottle of wine next to a half drank bottle of wine. So like, you know, they were sauced.
Totally. I didn't actually notice that, but that's good. It's a good.
But I was like, oh, there's one bottle that's empty. Like they've been in this, and also drinking in a jacuzzi gets you messed up.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But this is the part where you're seeing Meredith and Jen close, which is also weird to me to wrap my head around after last season. But Meredith is saying like, you know, I'm not gonna really say, I would never do the type of things that Lisa Barlow did to me. And I would never say such things. And then she's like, well, actually, I've heard that she's cheating on her husband. Her business is in, you know, like,
I mean, she went full throttle on that one.
But I do have to ask you about this.
Okay.
A lot of what Lisa Barlow was saying was that she was in a blind rage. And I have been in a situation where I've been furious about something that's happened on the show. And I've ran in and talked to production and been upset, but I definitely have never said things that I don't mean.
I have.
Cause we have different personality types.
Yeah.
So
no. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I haven't, that I know of, you know, done something to that extent, but I definitely have been mad at somebody and just like went off and screamed and yelled about things that, you know, I could be suspicious about. Maybe she was wondering like, where did their money come from? Or what does her husband do? And then all of a sudden you're so mad that you're like, it isn't even freaking work. They don't have anything. She slept with everybody. You know, you just kind of go crazy. But I think I've had that in my head, but I've never actually done that out loud like that and gotten caught anyways.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Johnny B. Goode. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you think? Would you forgive someone for doing that? Like in her mind, like, and the fact that they keep saying it, this is a hot mic moment. She did not say this in scene. It was not her plan for it to come out. Would you, let's say it happened to you. Would you forgive somebody for something like that?
Yeah, I would. If they apologize, I would know that they were pissed off. They were mad. Would I think that those deep down inside, those are her true feelings? Absolutely. So, I mean, I would forgive if she's apologizing and know that she was upset, said things. We all say things we don't mean. We definitely do. Hers just got caught on camera. So right. I think if she's sorry, but I think in the back of your head, you always got to, you know, you're not going to forget that.
What I started thinking was Meredith is doing this intentionally on camera. It's clear that Lisa was doing it accidentally with a hot mic.
Yeah.
So I think that then you're taking that one step further.
Yeah, you're adding fuel to the fire.
You're adding way more fuel to the fire. I mean, of course, I'm happy.
Exactly were her statements that the Keila business wasn't doing? Like, she went in deep onto her business, which is, that was rough. Like, that, I mean, you can't do that. You really can't.
She went in deep in her business, which Lisa Barlow talked about last night on Watch What Happens Live. She said, I forget what it was. Hold on.
Well, you do know, like, and a lot of people don't know, if you haven't started a business, it takes a few years to
Right, but money. She said that the business that Meredith is talking about is not Vita. It's another business that she's starting up that they are doing.
But it was 2019, right? Didn't she take it back to 2019? They behind on payments. Like, there was a lot. But the thing is, like, she had to really dip into her financials and her business to know all this.
I mean, I think Lisa, obviously, you know, she has issues apologizing and doing those types of things. And she delivers a line, you know, worse than I do when she doesn't mean something. Like, it's definitely, you know.
I just love Lisa's voice. I love the way she talks.
But I think Meredith has a pretty dark side to her that we are going to really see unfold.
Well, I mean, I think so. But I think that she was so pissed off about what Lisa said about her in private that obviously became public, that she's like, on her off season, I'm going to dig up every bit of information on this world wide web and we're going to get shit on her.
Right. But isn't that what she did to Jen the year before?
I don't remember. You have to refresh my memory.
I feel like this is, and believe me, I love an investigator.
An investigator.
I am an investigator. Yeah. So I appreciate it, you know, for show's purposes, but I think we have to say what it is. Like, she wants to find out the worst in everybody.
It sounds like it.
The pros and cons list was hilarious to me when we go into Whitney's house.
The daughter. Yes.
And what about when Heather says to Whitney's daughter, ugly sex is going to change your life?
No. Okay. Yeah. I was like, really? You just said that to how old is she? 12?
But now I need to know, have you ever had ugly sex?
What the hell is ugly sex?
Sex with somebody that's ugly.
Well, maybe.
I need to know, when I said that, does somebody come to your mind?
I don't think no, I don't think anybody ugly. No. But I don't know. Maybe ugly to somebody else. I had a boyfriend. Okay, I'll just admit it. I had a boyfriend that wasn't that attractive, but I loved him so much.
Was he funny?
He was funny. He was freaking
That's
funny.
The thing. Like, as long as somebody has something and that you're attracted to,
very,
it makes them
very,
more attractive.
Very wealthy. Very wealthy.
Oh, so you're a gold digger.
Yeah. Well, I was with him for 5 years.
You were really hoping to get money. <Just kidding.
laughs> No, I mean, I didn't really benefit from that money, but I mean, I was heartbroken when we broke up.
And then we get into the whole Mormon. Well, one, I didn't know. We probably learned this, but I forgot that you can't have bars in your home. So there, Whitney's bar has to be locked up.
Well, it made me think, like, I want to do something like that.
Yeah,
not necessarily a bar, just a hidden room, so it can hide from my husband.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, the Mormon church sounds like me and Edwin on Find My Friends, like. Like, when I'm like, how long until you're home for dinner? And he's like, on my way. And then I check and he's still at the office. And I'm like,
Like 60.
I'm like, now I know you still got.
So do you need it? Do you need a quitedwin.com?
I can see exactly how far.
Wait, Don't say it.
Well, Eddie, I'm in the car. I see you. I see your office. I see your little circle.
Yeah. You're not moving. You're not moving. I was a little shocked that there was when they talk, I don't know a lot about the Mormon religion, but her saying that when you move, they know where you're at. They come for money, like all these things. And even if you're not active in the Mormon church, you still have to remove your name off this list.
And she had to do it 3 times. We found out on Watch What Happens Live. Like that 5-day thing, I guess, didn't happen. She had to go through that process 5 times. But then what about when Heather says, so you're choosing outer darkness and no relationship with God? So that's
confusing to me, because didn't she leave the church?
She hasn't formally left the church. That's what she's saying. She's trying, watching Whitney do that was trying to make her decide if. Because, you know, what Whitney told us is that, like, you don't have to be practicing and you can still be part of it. And, like, I guess then come back and ask for forgiveness. But once you remove yourself, you're then outer darkness.
Outer darkness.
Outer darkness.
Oh, no.
Not
outer darkness.
But
none of them are truly living by the rules, right?
No, not. I don't think so, unless one of the new girls are. But now that we know that Lisa Barlow drinks. None of them are living by the rules. So I think they're all, I don't think they've removed themselves from the thing. And a lot of them still go to the church.
I'm going to try to remove myself from that list.
and then they show Jen Shaw's changing of the homes. And
she's going to get a lot of shit for saying that she's in a very small house and what was like 4,500 square feet or something like that.
What about the picture of her in the closet? Like, it's her doing a selfie and she's like,
I know, poor me. Like, you can't, no.
Walk-in closet.
You just plead guilty to stealing from people and you're going to complain about how small your closet is.
How am I going to get through it?
How am I going to live in 4,500 square feet?
I don't know. So that was... fell on deaf ears a little bit there. And then we meet Angie for the first time. She's the girl I met at the horse show.
Oh, that's the girl you met. Okay. So is she the Angie, the friend that had been on there before? Or this is a different Angie.
This is a different
Angie. Now is the other Angie on it as well? The friend?
Yes, but she hasn't come into play yet.
Okay.
All right. Unless she was somewhere at this party, but she never got a name caption or anything. And they show her house, which she, I guess, is a new house, which you then wonder, is this a new house for the show? Like, you know, it makes us so jaded, these shows. Well, and also, when did it become such a put down to rent a house and not own it? Like, to me, I would not even be offended if somebody was like, you rent your home. If it's a nice home, I don't care if I rented or owned it.
Right, right. I don't know that it's really a put down, because even if they're renting it, the rent,
but they all say it about each other.
Insanely expensive. Yeah. I mean, if somebody's trying to live beyond their means and they live and, you know, they're paying 20 grand a month on rent, but yet can't afford a house.
Pay their bills.
I can't pay their bills. This is a little sus, but I don't know. I don't think there's the market changes all the time. Like, we were going to sell this house and then there's no place to buy. And so Eddie's like, well, let's just go rent something. I'm like, oh, I can't do that. It's hard for me to, because I'm too need everything just perfect.
You want everything just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hi, friends. It's Hillary,
Joy,
and Sophia, and we are your drama queens.
We are going on tour, and we are so excited to announce that we will be live streaming our New York stop of the tour on October 20th at 5 p.m.
We have guests Barbara Allen Woods, Daphne Zuniga, Tyler Hilton, and Matt Barr.
That's right. If you live stream the show, you will get to see the guests from both New York City shows right in your own home.
Amazing.
It's amazing. So get your tickets now at dramaqueensoth.com and we will see you on October 20th.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then they talk about having then it's a conversation between Jen Shah and Coach. They say they're going to do the Harlem Nights theme. And then this is my favorite part, is when Coach goes, you know what? I don't want to use this party as a platform for people to have arguments. I'm like, do you know what show you're on? That's exactly what parties are used for here.
Yeah, that's like Eddie and Zane telling me, I just can't deal with the drama between you and the girls.
Okay, shut up. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then.
I did like the guys dancing at the party.
Oh yeah. The guys dancing at the party. Yeah. I mean, it was a good party. And then Jen talks about that she's not taking the plea deal because she's not guilty.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she said she's the last one to be prosecuted. Is that what she was saying?
She said she doesn't know why the others would take plea deals. She's pleading not guilty.
Yes, she does. Because they're throwing her under the bus.
Well, then we get to the scene with Seth. And this is still before the party, but Seth and Meredith talking, and he's bringing groceries. And Meredith goes, this is a lot of stuff. And Seth goes, the groceries? And she's like, no, what's going on in our life?
Now, I was a little bit confused in that because I was doing other things and watching at the same time. But is that a new house for them?
Yeah. So apparently they, I guess one of the things, that's where my mind was going, but then my ADD.
Because I didn't know they were on vacation and they're at Airbnb and he's bringing over the cup of noodles. I didn't know.
No, I think they've just switched homes again. And that was what Lisa Barlow, I guess, was talking about in the closet with producers or whatever. Okay. So then you can see that Meredith is making it a point to say how successful Seth is. And she said he has 4,000 employees. So I pulled a 4, Meredith.
4,000?
Yeah, 4,000. So I pulled a Meredith and I did some research on what Seth allegedly does for a living. And what I think I've come to terms with is he does turnaround for various companies who are in trouble. So like he's a crisis manager of sorts.
And he needs 4,000 employees to do that?
Well, no, that's where it gets a little tricky. What I think, I could be wrong, but you guys let me know. But what I think is he goes in and does it for very large companies. So some of those companies may have 4,000 employees.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's a little different. That's a little plain yeah. word. Yeah.
So it's, yeah. Do I think he's probably successful? Yes. I don't think you can go to all those vacation spots and live the way that they do and not make money.
Sure.
So, sure. But I think that was definitely to, and then.
But to say you have 4,000 employees means that.
Yeah.
That's a big company.
Yeah. And then she says, what does John Barlow do other than follow?
I know. And you know what? They show flashbacks. And I thought none of those flashbacks were bad. That's just being a good husband.
I have to be honest, I like John Barlow and I liked in the confessional when they're like, did Lisa coach you on what to say here? And he's like, I cannot confirm or deny. I think he just seems like a good guy. And then, you know, they get to the party and they show.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Alexa, stop.
Alexa, leave us alone.
Shh. We must have said something that just set my Alexa off. It's telling me about the air quality. Oh my gosh.
That was funny. Is she talking to us again?
No. But you ever ask Alexa who Teddy Mellencamp is?
What does she say?
I don't know. I asked who's Tamara Judge.
I don't ask about myself to my electronics. God.
Alexa, who's Teddy Mellencamp?
From wealthypersons.com. Teddy Mellencamp is a famous television personality who has worked in various television series and has done some modeling shows throughout her career.
It doesn't say John Mellencamp's daughter?
No. Yep. I know.
Famous television personality. He's no longer on television.
Alexa, who's Tamara Judge?
Tamara Judge is a female notable person and 55 years old. She was born on September 2nd, 1967.
What did they say?
A notable television person that's 55 years old. You, Alexa.
Hey, you want to move in with me?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a very popular TV actress. I'm notable and I'm 55.
Jeez. I've been paying off Alexa like Diana's been paying off the club. Oh my gosh. Okay. Then, you know, we're still in the Seth conversation with Meredith where she insinuates that Lisa has had sex with someone for money. And then later on in the episode, she insinuates that she's had sex for Vita.
What does that mean?
Like to get money for Vita. Like
had sex with who?
I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet, Tamara.
Well, you need to call her right now and find this out.
Call who? Lisa?
Yes. Who are you boning for money?
I need to know who you're boning for money because Tamara wants, Tamara's willing to have ugly sex for money. Okay. Then they show the 51st birthday party set up and Jen Shaw's like, you know, if I would have done this, I would have done it differently. And then they pan to the new girl, Angie, which it made me crack up. And she's like, it looks so good. And then they show the birthday cake where it says happy 51st birthday, but it's like a messy one that I think was a zero. And then they like wiped it off. Dying. Oh,
dying.
Then we get to Jen's speech that she makes, you know, pretty much about herself, not about
Coach. I know. That was amazing. Yes. You know, we've all gone through a lot here. You mean you're going to jail?
this has been a really special year. I was like, this doesn't feel like a special year. You might be going to jail, honey.
Yeah. Mm. Ouch.
This has been a really great year.
No, not so much. Not so much.
But
I thought it was a great start for the first episode. I felt like a lot of times, very first episodes for returning shows, it's always like, let's catch up. And they started with a party.
Because they actually probably didn't, they got filming so quick after the reunion that they didn't do off-camera stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But what did you think about Seth and Lisa Barlow at the party? I mean, I personally thought that Seth was being a better housewife than Meredith this episode. Like,
well, I just got sidetracked. You need your roots done.
No, this is my new look.
What, crack whore?
Crack whore, yeah. Crack whore. I'm giving crack whore. I'm going to get them done before BravoCon, but I didn't want to do it too early. But I decided to do more of an ombre, but also my hair is greasy.
Okay.
I can't be doing fresh blonde like you all the time. I can't do it. I'm too impatient. I can't.
Okay. Go on. You were saying?
I don't know. I'm too cracked out. I can't remember what my next point was. Oh, that Seth was given better housewife than Meredith this party. What'd you think of the apology between Lisa Barlow and Seth?
I thought that especially for a husband, a lot of the husbands don't want to get involved in any of the drama. So they usually go, oh yeah, thank you. You're okay. Whatever. He was really giving it back to her. Like you said, a lot of things. He wasn't letting her off easy by any means. And she, you know, got the little tear in her eye. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Well, you said a lot of things. And yeah. He would, you know, I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Yeah. She, you know, I thought the apology was good at first. And she started off taking accountability. I hate using that word because it always gets thrown in my face. But they used it. So I'm just reusing it. But then she turns it around on her. Which is like,
yeah.
Then she starts saying, you know, I was on a blind rant. Nobody asks about me and how I'm doing. Nobody knows what's going on with me and my life.
That's where she should have never, ever said anything like that.
Just keep it with, I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't.
I was in a blind rage.
Don't make excuses for yourself. Just say, I was an asshole. I can't even make excuses for myself. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Or I did mean it. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. Explain to us how you have 4,000 employees. Are you having sex with somebody for Vita? Like, these are the questions we need to ask.
Yeah.
I do want to know also, maybe we'll ask her at BravoCon, was Lisa Barlow like hammered drunk during that hot mic moment? Not that that's an excuse.
I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say, I mean, doesn't that fuel?
You almost feel like she doesn't even remember some of the things that she said, like other than by watching it.
They were on a housewife trip, right? So I'm going to believe that she was fueled with alcohol and pissed off and shit came out of her mouth and she got caught.
And they were having...
And now she will never live it down, ever.
And when you have... When a best friend on the show and there's multiple times where you're feeling insecure with one another. And that's what I think kept happening with them. I think she just freaking lost it. Yeah. And then scenes for next week. I mean, considering you just called me a crack whore, which I'm getting over right now. the theme for the party that they're having is garbage, trash, whore, lingerie party.
Oh, you should show up.
I could just take my shirt off and go as is.
Yes. You're like, I can come here with my roots.
My roots and my red face. All I need is
my roots and my boots. I'm here.
But they go on an Arizona trip.
Yay, Scottsdale.
Yeah. Fun. And then they go, they show a scene where it's like Meredith's like, I used to be your safe space. And
Meredith's voice.
Lisa goes, I thought I was going to be in your safe space. And then Meredith is like, you're not part of my safe space.
Their two voices just crack me up.
Like, it's like a baby doll voice and like mine on an octave lower.
Yes.
Like deadpan.
You are not in my safe space.
Noah, who's also
she's got that Katharine Hepburn voice kind of.
Yeah. So, and that's the end of the episode. I thought it was a good episode.
It was.
I want to know more. you saw Lisa Barlow and Whitney, you didn't, but the other people watching did, saw Lisa Barlow and Whitney thick as thieves last night.
Oh, good.
So who do you think that Heather's going to be super tight with this season?
I don't know. I got a weird twitch in my eye right now.
Can you focus?
No, you don't understand. I've been having twitches in my eye lately.
You know what that's from?
It's from
exhaustion and stress.
I know. Like, this one has never twitched. This one keeps twitching. I'll be unseen. And my eye keeps...
What have I done to my life? But then nobody else can see it. So you feel like a crazy person because you're like holding it and you're... Then it's going... They say if you eat bananas, it helps.
Well, that's what Eddie was saying. He goes, wait, he sends me all these things. The reason why you're having twitches in your eyes is you need more calcium or something
Potassium.
Potassium. And I go, no, I'm just stressed right now. I'm stressed.
I'm drinking and I'm fighting. Do you mind?
Next comes out the herpes and the cold sores.
As you talk about your herpes, we need to have an ad for, what is it called? I almost said Viagra. What is it?
Valtrex.
Valtrex, hit us up.
And I'm talking these herpes.
I know. She's talking about her mouth lip herpes, but I'm the crack one.
Yeah. It's like, I won't stop. Oh, God, I need a little more stress in my life.
Well, I can't wait to see you and your cold sore next week.
I know.
When we're recapping.
Talking about crack court. I'll be twitching.
I'll still have roots on Monday, just so you know.
Oh, dear.
But I can't wait. So you guys do us a favor and send us in any questions that you have for Teresa.
Because
she will be our next interview. And we want to grill her for you.
Yes, we do.
We want to do your dirty work.
Speak for yourself.
All right. Bye, Tam.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.